Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So we're learning how to train our mind so that we can develop inner strength and confidence. This is what we need. We need a lot of inner strength because life isn't easy. In everybody's life, there are difficulties. We can't meet anybody who has no difficulties in their life. If you just turn round to each other and you say, "Tell me some of the difficulties in your life," I wouldn't need to give a teaching because you'd be able to talk about your difficulties for a long time. It's something we all share in common. So what we need to know, and the great kindness of Buddha appearing in our world, in our life, giving us these instructions, we need to know where are our difficulties coming from. So tonight it's raining quite heavily, and let's imagine, let's not imagine, there was a hole in the roof, and there was a steady stream of drips coming down, actually from time to time, unfortunately. This occasionally happens, especially when we have large marquees for the international festivals in the spring and the summer. So it's raining and some water is coming in. And our first solution is quick, quick, get a bucket. So that's a good solution. But far more importantly is to know where the water's coming from. So some kind Kodampa would get up on the roof, even in the dark, and they'd say, "I found it. I found the hole, and I've made a repair." And the water would stop coming in. So I think our method normally is just to fill our life with buckets. But what Buddha is explaining to us is, where is our suffering coming from? Because it's not enough just to try to temporarily fix this, temporarily fix this. It's exhausting, and we know it isn't working. We want to know, where is it coming from? All the difficulty, suffering, pain in my life and in everybody else's life. So listen carefully, because this instruction, if we really understand this instruction, everything in our life will begin to change for the better. So Buddha said, everyone has difficulties in their life. All difficulties come from delusions. So delusions, we can say, are bad habits of mind. We've been learning some of them. So everyone has difficulties in their life. All difficulties, pain, problems come from delusions, bad habits of mind. Only Buddha teaches how to control delusions. This is Buddha's uncommon teaching. How important Buddha's teachings are for the people of our world. So I'm just going to repeat that. You know, we learn so many things off by heart. Your favorite songs, for example. We just learnt the lyrics off by heart. So how wonderful if we can learn a few short lines, even just the meaning, that are going to turn our mind in the direction of freedom from pain and problems and towards pure and lasting happiness. We'll be going in the right direction. So everyone has difficulties in their life. All difficulties, pain and problems come from delusions, bad habits of mind. Only Buddha teaches how to control delusions. How important Buddha's teachings are for modern day society. So our pain, our problems, they're coming from three main delusions. We've been learning about their opposites. So if you've been coming the last few weeks, you'll have learned their opposites. So our pain, problems, difficulties are coming from bad habits in our mind. They are attachment, anger, and ignorance. If we recognize, reduce, and control, abandon our attachment, our anger, and our ignorance, all our pain and problems cease permanently. So we've never heard this before. If Buddha wasn't appearing, teaching these instructions, we wouldn't know this. No one in our country, for example, this country, the United Kingdom, nobody knows what I've just said. Nobody. No one in our family, no one in our workplace, no one is encouraging us to train our mind. Nobody. So how wonderful. We need to do, as Venerable Geshe-la teaches us, scientific research. And I hope if you've been coming for this series or even previous classes, you're doing your scientific research. So scientific research means you take the teaching, any part of it, even the smallest part, will work. And we put it into practice in our busy daily life. And we check, is it true? Is it not true? It's that easy. Is it true? Is it not true? So we find out very quickly that if we apply any of the teachings Buddha teaches, our mind becomes less deluded, it's more peaceful, we feel more happy. And you know, it's quite shocking at first. I still remember this feeling, even though it's many years ago, how shocked I was that the teachings actually work. I'd never really met anything that really worked. They really work. So there's a challenge. Challenge yourself. Every person, everywhere, has the potential to be happy all the time. We only need to do one thing. Train our mind. If we train our mind to be free from attachment, anger, and ignorance, all our problems, miseries, pain, suffering, stop. So we've been learning, just by way of saying quickly, what we've been learning so far. We've been learning the answer to four important questions. What is the meaning of my life? How can I be truly happy? How can I benefit others, How can I best benefit others? And when my life is drawing to a close, what will help me then? And we've understood that if we think deeply and carefully about these most important questions, we must have answers to these important questions. If we think deeply and carefully, the answer will come. Inner development. We can say inner development means in here, developing our heart, improving our mind. So inner development we can describe in different terms. We can say inner development. We can say improving our mind. We can say training our mind. We can say spiritual development, because spiritual means training our mind, spiritual development. Or we can say spiritual practice. So when we engage in inner development, spiritual practice, we start doing something we've never even thought of doing. We start practicing states of mind that lead to peace and happiness. We practice them. So I don't know about you, but when I was young, because it was the thing to do back when I was young, I learned to play the piano. And I had to practice. I didn't want to practice. I don't even think I wanted to learn the piano. But I was encouraged. Practice. My parents would say, practice, practice. Have you done your piano practice? So apply it to yourself. Anything you've learnt in this life, you had to practice. And you practice and practice, football practice, music practice, whatever, I don't know, some other practice. You got better. But what we've never heard of is practicing beneficial states of mind. We just let our mind do whatever it wants. One minute it's annoyed. One minute it's upset, next minute we're depressed, the next minute we're just slightly irritated. It's like all day long, and we're just following along like a puppet on a string. So Buddha says, stop this. You're at the mercy of your mind. So we want a happy life, we want a meaningful life. We want a life that's beneficial to our family, to society. We want a life of meaning, a happy, meaningful life. So Buddha says, train your mind. Practice virtuous states of mind. So I think we've learned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so far. And we have a couple more to go. So what have we learned so far? Because we're taking this teaching from this precious text. It's called How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey. That's quite a transformation. How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey by Geshe Kelsang Gyatso. So as I think you know, our teacher, our founder, of international Kadampa Buddhism is Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, and his image is behind me. We're sitting in a temple created from his heart. We are at the mother center of this tradition created from his heart, and we're learning from his collected works this particular text, because he's written 23 books for us, for people like you and me. We're busy people, We're educated people. We want to learn quickly. How do I find the happy, meaningful life I'm longing for? So Venerable Geshe-la, his life's work, one of the many wonderful things he has accomplished, is taking all of Buddha's teachings, which I think we can call ancient wisdom, and he has made a special design, a special presentation for people of the modern world, so that we can understand clearly, swiftly, comfortably, easily, practically, how to change our mind for the better in the context of busy professional life and busy family life. So these teachings are to be practiced. We train our mind at work, whatever our profession may be, and we train our mind at home, whatever our family circumstances may be. They work for everybody. So held within this book, How to Transform Your Life, which, as I think, again, you know, Venerable Geshe-la is giving to everybody everywhere as a gift from his heart. So important does he understand these teachings to be in this world of so much pain and conflict. We can download this text onto our phone, our iPad, our laptop, and we can learn every day how to turn our mind into a peaceful, positive mind that's happy and beneficial to others. So in the chapter, A Common Spiritual Practice for Everyone. What a lovely title. A Common Spiritual Practice for Everyone. So it means anyone, people like you and me, can practice these virtuous states of mind. So far, maybe you'll remember, here's what we've learned. So these are virtues that we practice. You know, like I practice the piano, you practice your golf or whatever. We practice virtuous states of mind. And we get better and better and better at them until they naturally arise. We're so good at practicing virtuous states of mind that lead to peace and happiness, they arise effortlessly. Then we're happy all the time. If you were a person who was happy all the time, you naturally make others happy. It's like your very presence uplifts every environment. You make others happy naturally. So if we really want to benefit our family, if we really want to be beneficial at work, we need to become a happy person. So we do this by practicing virtuous states of mind. This is a spiritual practice because it's practices on the inside. You know, we're used to practicing things with our body, but we've never really been encouraged to practice states of mind that lead to peace and happiness for ourselves and others. It's an extraordinary development, really. So what we've learned sense of shame and consideration for others. Consideration for others is a vast practice. It means we're always thinking about how our actions of body, speech, and mind are affecting others. So if we take sense of shame or consideration for others, our behavior completely changes. It's because within modern society, We lack sense of shame and we lack consideration for others, that the world is in the terrible state that it's in. If everybody practiced sense of shame and consideration for others, we'd have world peace. That's how powerful these virtuous states of mind are that we can learn to practice and exemplify in our busy life. So we've learned sense of shame, consideration for others. Then three easy ones, because they're all related. Non-attachment. Remember, attachment, hatred, ignorance were the three main bad habits from which all our suffering is coming. So we need to practice the opposite, non-attachment. Non-attachment, we say non-hatred, but it's like non-anger. It's called non-hatred. Non-hatred. Imagine everybody everywhere practiced non-hatred. It's the opposite of anger. What would happen? Let's just say we have one day. It's called non-hatred day. And on that day, everybody practices non-hatred. What would happen? So we need to think about these things because huge benefit comes from changing our mind.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.